For all, I do not go out on blind dates. I know we've been out before, but in my book, you are still a blind date. Why? Because you are cheap. Cheap, cheap, cheap. Nobody orders pizza with nothing on it. Hey, wait a minute, and remember, you still owe me for that egg McMuffin. Oh, yes, you do. Bye, Clarence.
You know, Thumb, I thought it was cold outside till I walked in here and heard you talking to that cat on the phone.
Michael, what happened to your coat?
Well, let's just say I donated it to someone less fortunate than me.
Michael, you gave away your good winter coat? Well,
not exactly, Thelma. It got ripped off.
Who is this person less fortunate than you?
The sucker who did the ripping off. Because when I catch up with him, not only will he be minus my coat, but I'm gonna kick out his two front teeth.
Michael, that's terrible. You're gonna catch pneumonia out here without a coat.
Yeah, I know, but Thelma, you know we can't afford it.
Michael, what happened to all that money you made working after school?
Well, some of it I used for lunches, and some of it I used to help buy Mom's wedding present. And the rest, spent it on Cindy Thompson.
Well, you're gonna have to forget about that little Cindy Thompson for now.
Hey, now wait a minute, Thelma. I ain't got no winter coat now. I gotta keep warm somehow. Here's the mail.
JJ, all these bills, gas bills, phone bills, electric bills, oh.
Thelma, just pay the heat bill. My nose feels like an icicle. If I blew it, I'll tear my handkerchief.
I think the three of us better have a meeting so we can get together and discuss our finances.
Finances? We don't have any, Thelma. Meeting adjourned.
Yeah, Thelma, don't get all uptight. I mean, if you need some money, I'll just write out a check.
JJ, we don't have any money in the bank.
I never bothered Bert Lance.
JJ, you got your paycheck, right? Where is it?
Right here on my arm, girl. I got myself one of them computer watches. Look here, Michael. This watch tells the day, the minute, the second, and even adds, multiplies, divides, and subtract. And got one of them double readouts here.
JJ, Michael's coat got ripped off today, and he needs a new one. These bill collectors are down out backs, and you're gonna waste your money on that.
Thelma, I'm the only one at the advertising office without a watch. Every time the boss asks what time it is, everybody else looks on their wrist. Me, I gotta go downstairs, 22 flights on that one. Go around the corner, stand in front of the bank, wait for the temperature to finish, Fahrenheit and Celsius. Go back upstairs, 22 flights, sit down at my desk, tell the boss it's 11:10, and the boss say, wrong, it's 11:30.
Hi, everybody.
Look,
I'm a figure skater.
Oh, that's great. That's marvelous. That's wonderful.
My coach said I did a perfect figure eight.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah? One day I'll show you how to skate it the hard way. Two fours.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Wimona.
Come on, give me some sugar. Was you a good girl today?
Guess what?
I got a guess what, too.
Me first.
Go ahead.
I won this for figure skating, junior division.
Oh, I like your guess what. And just for that, I'm gonna buy you a brand new ice skating outfit, and I'm gonna pay for it with my guess what.
Yeah. What happened, Wimona?
Honey, I got me a bonus. Oh. Dig this. Wilona Woods, Sherlock Holmes' younger, darker sister, caught herself a professional shoplifter today.
Was it dangerous, Wilona?
Honey, it happened so fast, I couldn't even think. You know, I was leaving the boutique section on the way to a break, and suddenly this pregnant woman ran out the store, and I got suspicious.
Wilona, what's so suspicious about a pregnant woman?
Honey, the chick was 83 years old. Notified the store detectives and they went outside. And honey, before you could say Kojak, that woman gave birth to a 7-pound alligator purse. That ain't funny though. You know, shoplifting has become an epidemic in this country.
Yeah, and who ends up paying for it? We do, through higher prices.
Honey, but check out who they catching. Doctors, businessmen, and children from wealthy families. You just name it.
Wilona, they can't help it. They're kleptomaniacs. Huh.
Well, they've been helping themselves to plenty, and they're called grabomaniacs.
Like the one who stole your coat today, Michael.
Oh, Gramps, honey, that's cold.
Yeah, I was, too.
Hey, now, listen.
I know you're not gonna believe me, but the department store I work in, we have our own live-in chaplain. Yes, I'm telling you the truth. His name is Lenny the Looter. And every Christmas, Lenny sends all the employees Christmas cards he ripped off during Thanksgiving. Mm. Ain't that cool?
Yeah. Well, Lana, how much of a bonus did you get?
Honey, $50.
Whoa!
$50. And that ain't all. Mr. Rogers, head of security, offered me a job as a store detective.
Oh, boy. Well, Lona the first.
You didn't accept it, Lona, did you?
No, but I sure thought about it a long time. It would mean a big raise, and I sure could use the money.
I don't see anything wrong with trying to protect the store's merchandise.
Honey, I'm all for that. But they wanted me to sit behind a two-way mirror in the dressing room and do a little observing.
What kind of observing, Lona?
Well, sit there and watch people trying on clothes that couldn't see me now. And make sure they don't rip nothing off from the store.
Well, Lona, that's an invasion of privacy.
Yeah. They call it protection, but I call it dirty poo. Mm. That is why I told them there are two things Wilona don't do. I don't do windows, and honey, I don't spy.
Right on, Lona.
There's some stranger would be looking at me get undressed. They better have a good reason for that.
And a strong stomach.
Jay, we got to get together and see what we can do by getting Gramps a coat. Now, I got that $50.
That's all right. We don't need your money. It's okay.
Hold it, honey. Now, listen. There ain't no way in this world I'm going to let Gramps go out there in this cold weather without a winter coat.
Well, Lona, we just can't take your money. I mean, if it means working another job in 24 hours a day, I guess Thelma and Michael just going to have to do it.
That's money my piggy bank you can have.
Money in your piggy bank.
Money in our piggy bank. You hear that? How much you got?
Oh, that was sweet, baby. Come on.
JJ, would you mind going down to the store for me? I'm going to make a special spaghetti tonight. And I forgot one thing. The spaghetti.
Look here, Thelma. That's like asking a condemned man to go get his own rope.
Mike, would you go for me?
Nah, Thelma. I'm going up to Cindy Thompson's apartment.
Oh, come on. You're going to... You're going up there again.
Just keeping warm, Thelma. Just keeping warm.
Thelma, go on. I'll put the water for this again.
Okay, thank you, Alona.
Okie dokie.
Oh, Alona, don't forget to take the meatballs out the refrigerator.
In the refrigerator? The child got the meatballs in the freezer. And they say I can't cook.
Alona?
Huh?
How come Michael has to go up to Cindy's to keep warm?
Because you find out when you get older.
Oh, then it has something to do with sex, huh?
Now, why would you say that?
Well, anything I have to wait to find out until I'm older either has to do with the world situation or sex. And knowing Cindy Thompson, I don't think it's the world situation.
You get over there and set that table. Honey, I'm so proud of you winning that skating trophy. I wish I was there to see you. I bet you were terrific.
Terrific?
Uh-huh.
I was dynamite! Mr. Davis said he wouldn't be surprised if they picked me for the Olympics someday.
Olympics? Are you serious?
Mr. Davis said what I need now is to take lessons from another coach, a top pro, one who's trained other Olympic champions.
Hey, nothing but the best of my penny, honey. We'll get you one.
Mr. Davis said these lessons would cost money.
Mm-hmm.
A half-hour lesson is about $10, and I'll need 2 weeks.
2 a week?
Uh-huh.
Whew. You did say 2 a week? Well, that's not too bad. It's only $80 a month.
And Mr. Davis said...
No, never mind what Mr. Davis said, honey. Now, listen. How do you really feel about it?
I love to skate. I wish I could spend half of the day on ice and the other half with you. But we can't afford it, can we?
Well, not on the money I make, honey. But you sure love that ice skating, don't you?
More than anything, Mama.
What'd you say?
More than anything.
I mean that last word.
Mama?
Mama. That sounds so good, I had to hear you say it twice. Now, you know what you do? You tell Mr. Davis that your mama said he can arrange for those lessons.
But we can't afford it, can we?
Now, don't you worry about nothing. Just take this gold cup here and go home and put it on our trophy shelf.
What trophy shelf?
The one we're starting right now.
Mr. Rogerson, security, please. Wilona Woods, about that job you offered me? You know the one observing that I turned down? Well, I changed my mind, honey. I now do windows and peep through them, too.
Welcome aboard, Woods.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
Tell me, Woods, what prompted you to change your mind and join us here on the security team?
Well, being a woman, I said, well, Lona, that job is definitely not for you.
Huh?
But being the mother of a child who needs lessons I can't afford, I said, don't listen to that woman, honey. Take the job.
You made a wise decision, Woods. According to the dossier I have on you here...
You have a file on me?
On everyone. Says here you're alert, observant, loyal, trustworthy.
Uh-huh. And in the employee's restroom. When I wash my hands, I never use two paper towels and one will do. You can put that in your dossier.
It's already in there. Now, I think you'll be wanting to know a little bit more about the job that you'll be doing, preventing inventory shrinkage.
I beg your pardon?
Shoplifting. Oh. Gotta be on your toes, Woods. On your toes. You see, there's no outstanding characteristic that identifies a shoplifter. No. Oh, no. They come in all different shapes and sizes.
Like Lute and Lenny.
At Lute and Lenny. You get a Christmas card, too?
Every year.
I wouldn't want this to get around, Woods, but in a strange sort of way, I like Lenny. He's loyal. Gives us all his business. Johnson, you step in here, please. Johnson will be your supervisor. Okay. You just report right to her. Johnson, meet Woods, newest member of our security team.
Woods, Johnson.
How are you?
I want you to show her all the ropes.
Certainly, Mr. Rogers, if you'll come with me.
Okay. Hold it, Woods. Don't forget our motto.
Motto?
Yeah. When they snatch them, we catch them.
I'm on my lunch break. Where's Miguel?
He's in the bedroom.
Well, check this out.
Oh. JJ, you got Michael a coat. How'd you do it?
Well, I calculated in my head what I couldn't calculate in my watch. I came up to the conclusion that my little brother was more important than the correct time. So I took the watch back and got him the coat.
Oh, JJ, I'm so proud of you.
Lunch ready yet, gal?
Not yet.
Mr. Miguel!
Guess what JJ did for you?
Hey, JJ, man, you took back your watch. I appreciate it, man. You know you're the best big brother there is.
JJ, I'm making a sandwich for me and Michael. You want one?
Thelma, just a minute ago, I was a hero. Now you're trying to bury me next to the unknown soldier.
I get it. What's up, Bookman?
Hey. I just want you folks to know if you hear any suspicious noises... Coming from Mrs. Wood's apartment, it's only me.
What kind of noises?
I'm fixing a shower.
That's suspicious, all right.
Hey, I resent that. For one thing, I'm a very conscientious worker. Number two, Nathan Bookman takes very good care of his tenants. And besides, Mrs. Wood slipped me five.
Lola's been going crazy since she got that bonus.
I don't know nothing about a bonus. All I know is she told me she had a new job.
What new job?
Oh, well, Lola must have taken that position with security.
You mean watching women undress? That's awful. That's terrible. But if she ever misses a day, I'll be glad to take her place.
Hey, what's this about watching women get undressed?
I wonder why Wilona did it. She was so against it last night.
Yeah. Well, you know, I talked to my political science teacher, and he said that he thinks it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment, the right for people to be secure in their own persons.
Yeah, but what about watching women get undressed?
Bookman, will you calm down? Anyway, you know, some security guards are not even policemen. They can arrest you without even reading you your rights. And some of them can hold you for as long as they want before they call the cops.
Mm. Yeah, but I want to know about watching women get undressed.
Man, shame on you. Now, unless you fix that shower and get on out of here, I'm going to tell Miss Buffalo Butt on you.
I wonder why Wilona took that job.
Yeah, she probably really needs the money. And I know why. You know, Lona knows I don't have a winter coat.
Oh, yeah, Michael. And you know how she feels about you.
Yeah.
I guess one of us ought to go down in the store and tell her she doesn't have to do it.
Well, I can't do that because I have an exam this afternoon.
Yeah, JJ, and I got a basketball game.
Well, I don't like the way this election was rigged, but I'll do it myself. A great personal sacrifice. I won't eat Thelma's lunch.
What are you doing?
I'm just checking. She can't see us.
Now, if you observe anybody sticking an extra bra in their bra or in any way confiscating merchandise, you are to call me immediately on that hotline. Honey, you ain't gonna make it even with a shoehorn. No sense pulling it in front, it's just gonna come out the back. Well, I have to leave you now. Good luck, Woods. Yeah.
Damn.
But you can't see her. Miss Woods is on assignment. She won't be available for about an hour.
An hour? But I'm on my lunch break. I gotta be back to work by then.
I'm sorry, lad, but you don't seem to understand. Rules are rules. I run a tight ship here.
So did the captain of the Titanic.
Yourself a good penny for the last minute gift, be it wedding, graduation, or bar mitzvah. Then he won't let you wear it unless it fits ya. And no extra charge for the gift wrapping.
Look here, bro, I'm a little busy right now. You got a business card?
Look here, Blood, I don't have any just now, but I'll be passing the stationery store on my afternoon run. I'll send you one.
Called me? What is it, Woods?
Miss Johnson, I've been sitting here for 3 hours watching people dress and undress, and I don't think I can hack it.
Just first day jitters, Woods. We all go through it. A couple days, it won't even bother you.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Why don't you break and get a breath of fresh air?
Fresh air, that's just what I need.
Michael's already got a coat. It's me! It's JJ! Check it out! You don't have to do this. Get on out of there. Everything's fine.
Who are you?
Don't you recognize me? I'm Pam Grier.
Am I glad you weren't here, Woods?
Why, what happened?
Some skinny pervert dressed in women's clothing was banging on the mirror and yelling all kinds of weird things.
In a place like this, that doesn't surprise me.
How was the fresh air?
Well, it cleared my head, got me to thinking. I got to thinking about all the people that were parading in front of me.
What do you mean?
Like the college student that came in this morning to try on a skirt and had on torn underwear. She probably dressed in a hurry, thought that was her secret. Now, what right did I have to watch her?
It is the store policy.
And then there was a nun that came in here to try on a slip. Now, what she had under her habit was a private affair between her and God.
Don't you think you're getting a little carried away?
Well, not far enough. How about the skinny lady with the falsies? Now, if our hairdresser doesn't know for sure, why should I?
Woods, your job is to catch shoplifters.
That is just the point I'm trying to make. Not one of those ladies was shoplifters, and neither am I. Now, I'll put myself on the other side of that mirror. I don't have on underwear that's torn, and I don't wear falsies. And but if I did, that would be my business. Now, when I go home to undress, I pull down the shade, because I don't want nobody watching me there. And I don't want nobody watching me here.
Woods. Now, Woods, now listen.
Johnson, how would you like it if somebody was watching you?
Woods, I am going to pretend that I did not hear any of that. Now, you sit down there and you do the job that you are being paid for.
This is the pits. But turning away ain't gonna solve nothing. Ain't gonna. Hey, that's shoplifting. Miss Jones, Mr. Nunn, hey, you're the one that makes it rough on everybody else. Hey, fool! You wanna end up in jail? Put them blouses down and get out of here like a. Girl, you better hurry up and get out of here.
Woods. Great. Why did you let that woman go?
What woman?
The woman that was trying to steal the blouses.
Wait, you mean you were watching me?
On the closed circuit TV.
Ain't that a blip? The watcher's being watched.
Can't trust anybody, as you just demonstrated. Mm-hmm. Why did you let her go?
Let's say I just couldn't help myself. Because, you see, this spy business makes me sick.
I don't get it, Woods. I understand you took this job because you needed extra money for lessons for your little girl. You realize what you've done means you're fired.
I realize my daughter's lessons will have to wait. Because I couldn't look at myself in a one-way mirror. And what I did, honey, you can't fire me because I quit.
I knew you weren't security material.
All right now, ladies.
Mr. Rogers, this is a lady's dressing.
Oh, my goodness.
Mr. Rogers, I'm sorry, but I've had to fire Woods.
I do the hiring and firing around here, Johnson.
You asked me to keep an eye on her.
Yeah, well, I've been keeping my eye on you. And I think I'm beginning to get some idea why we can't keep any people in security anymore.
You had me under observation, Mr. Rogers?
How do you like that? The watches of the watches are being watched.
Why don't you ladies step into my office and we'll talk this out?
This is the Vice President of Personnel speaking. Will all you people please come to my office?